God, speak your son.
My life.
Oh, I didn't understand.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to call this meeting of the Birmingham Design Review Committee to order. The draft minutes are not ready at this time. We will proceed with item number one, Ms. Kathleen Frongley, 2815 and 2817 4th Avenue South. This is in the Lakeview District. They're requesting approval for the demolition of a one-story structure, the clearing of the landscape, replacing with a parking area for a short-term period, not to exceed 6 months. Unless you come back here with a concrete plan. Conceptual review of a future condominium development, which is exciting. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, but I've never presented to you all before.
Yeah, tell us what you want to do.
Okay. We have this lovely building here at 2817 4th Avenue South. And
it needs to go away.
Basically put it in some military, we painted it. There are a bunch of stuff, tried to make a little showroom out of it for showcasing the future project. But lately, there's a lot of rat droppings, and after big rains, the ceiling is coming in.
I understand some bad disrepair.
Yes.
And economic conditions to repair it would not justify the cost. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's go through the meeting.
This is the inside of it. You can see it's pretty ripped up. It was when we got it, and we just tried to fix it. This is where the water's coming in from the ceiling.
Okay, what do you want to do?
So we would like to demolish it, and I have a proposal from Meredith Environmental to come in, demolish the building, take out all the shrubbery, which is kind of scrubby looking, and a few small trees, and come in and grade site and compact gravel so we can do a temporary parking lot.
So it's going to be gravel, not asphalt?
Correct.
And those are the number of parking spaces you're proposing?
Correct.
Is there any curb cuts?
There's an existing one on 4th Avenue South.
And that's going to remain?
It could remain, and we're not opposed to coming in off the alley if that is.
Well, that's up to the city to approve.
Who would use this parking lot?
Well, we're looking at Lakeview Green and Artisan Flats are both pretty short on parking, and we thought we would try to do monthly rentals to their residents. And if not that, the other plan is to just pay by the hour parking for the restaurants and bars.
So do you have any signage that you want to put up to indicate that before it's day?
I have not.
Okay. Before you put up any signage for that, you need to come back here.
Okay.
All right. 15. Okay. Do you have a proposal?
We also need a landscape plan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Yeah.
If it's going to say a parking lot.
Right.
So this is just compacted gravel?
Yes. The plan is actually Fifth Dimension will be coming in here in May, I believe, to show the proposed renderings for the project.
And you're
doing
townhomes? Is that what you're doing?
It was going to be townhomes previously, and now we're looking at 16 to 18 condos.
Okay, so, okay.
What's the completion, estimated completion date on that?
Depends on pre-sales. We can't get the construction money until we have pre-sales, but we have some interest right now.
So what happened after 90 days and there's no pre-sale?
We've already got one for a penthouse.
No, I'm talking about for the parking lot. You just
the
shut it down?
I mean, if I don't get all pre-sales and my construction on in the next 90 days, I would want to continue the parking.
Are we allowed to do this for 6 months? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, every 6 months they're going to have to come back and say, this project fell through. Here is another project we're working on. Would y'all consider continuing the parking space for another 6 months?
I would hope in the next 6 months.
Staff, is that, am I not too far off on that basis? I guess not. So you're going to show us the conceptual
note
today. You just want a demolition permit.
Correct.
I have a question on your parking. That middle island, it says it's 26 feet, then you have some perpendicular parking that's running into some parallel parking. I'm not sure how you do that. You're just parking motorcycles there?
The architect came up with this, but we could do all perimeter parking and get rid of the middle island. It doesn't have to be this way.
Okay. It's 818.
This is a gravel lot. So
it's 26 feet.
Should be by 9.
They're not going to pay. They're
not going to
pay.
There's not going to be a
parking spot down.
18-foot space?
Yes. I can't keep space in my side.
Honestly, if it's okay, we'll probably
18,
put
24, 18
like,
is a super
bumpers.
Okay.
There's, you know, it's...
The applicant just made a statement that I don't think anybody heard. Would you like to repeat what you just said?
If it would be approved, we'd like to just put timber bumpers, to designate a spot instead of striping. So, so it wouldn't necessarily...
Like an old railroad tie?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to stripe gravel.
Yeah,
it's hard to stripe gravel.
You can't.
They do it at the beach.
Well, I've never striped gravel before. I thought I'd do it once.
You'll do it every other week.
You do it.
Not every other week.
I'll make a motion as approved for a 6-month permit.
Second.
Now, a question. Were we okay on landscaping or?
If it's a permanent lot, then we need landscaping. If it's not going to be a permanent lot, and it's only for 6 months, then we do not.
So, let's make sure we clarify what we're doing here. It's like 6 months.
Temporary parking.
And then they have to come back within 6 months.
Correct. With a conceptual plan for
conceptual.
Our permission.
Yeah. Are you clear on that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve.
Who seconded?
Craig. Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve this application with the condition that in 6 months the conceptual drawings come back. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
Item number two, Ms. Christine Thornton. This is at 1914 3rd Avenue North. This is at the Burger Phillips Building, 19th Street North District. This is for renovation and a master signage plan. Staff, is there a report on this?
There's not.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you like to do, please, ma'am?
So we are proposing to replace the storefront at the ground level. That's our space, our condo space. It is in not great shape right now. But we'd be coming back with something very similar to what's already been installed at the entry door and to the left. So at some point in time, that's already been replaced. So we'd be doing something very similar to that. And on the right side, it's maybe the original. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said signage first.
Well, some of us were on hand when this was originally done, okay? Now, something similar, I'm sorry, doesn't cut it. We need to know specifics of what you're going to replace that with.
Sure. Go to the next slide.
Great.
So this is a Conyer 2-inch sideline system. We're showing mullions at each pane of glass. As of right now, it's butt-glazed. We can take those out, but we were hoping to keep those in, if possible.
Christine, did they have butt-glazing on the adjacent, what they recently said the previous build-out?
They do, yes.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Staff, would this affect anything with the contributing structure of the building?
No.
And what's the finish on it?
It's locked.
All right, you want to go through signage?
Yes. Sorry, I should have done that first. So there is, I guess at one point a master plan was done, but I think it was a while ago and we have not been able to locate it. So we're just proposing to do new signage for the tenant on the door, and above the door for their address. And then I'm showing where some of the existing signage is. So this is what we would like to do. It would be a okay, vinyl, white, with a clear background. Very small.
Up at the top of the right of the cornice, mm-hmm. is that going to be lit?
No, that's just existing building signage.
That's existing, okay. That says Fire Tom Burger Phillips, right?
Correct.
This, I don't think this building has ever come forward to us for a master sign plan.
No.
You
it never has come forward for the
So really, just type 1 and 2 are the new signs. Type 3 and 4 are existing.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we go to the language that they provided, just some of those types? I mean, I see no problem if we can get the owner to sign a letter with this language in it. This is their master sign plan.
Yeah, well, that would, yeah, we would need a letter.
Yeah, I was all we need is a signed letter, and that can come to staff later.
Okay.
Okay.
You make it okay.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve with the applicant getting a signed letter from the owner that this is the master sign plan to deliver to staff at a later date.
Is there a second?
Yeah. Second.
Any discussion?
Ben, I have a question. Sign type 4, which is the actual building name, Burger Phillips. Yikes. That's not loud at all. Could we restrict the changing of that sign to where it would have to come back to this? The way it reads as existing.
So
it does, but it reads as a sign type in the master signage plan, which means they could theoretically change that sign, even though it's a historic building name, without coming back here because it's listed as a sign type in the master signage plan.
Could we just change the language on that?
So if that's just...
That's fine.
Could we amend it to where that one sign would have to come back for some sort of review because
well,
it is...
Okay, which one sign now?
Sign type 4.
Yeah, 4.
Okay, sign type 4.
I'm happy to amend the motion for approval based on language changing that sign type 4 remain historic and...
And the seconder is okay with that?
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded, and the motion has been amended and seconded. All those in favor of the amended motion signify by saying aye.
Ben, are you, aye. Your motion was just for signage currently, right?
Or the it takes care of all their signage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we can approve the storefront.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
For
so you need storefront. To see. Oh, I'm sorry, storefront.
And then I'll make a motion to approve the storefront I submitted.
I'll second.
Okay.
There were two different options, right? There
was no, they said the
butt laser.
No, I said one as far as I heard.
She mentioned a second thing, but she's presenting in the package with the volumes.
There's a in the plan. There's a it says existing frameless. I'm assuming that's coming out and you putting in.
Correct.
Right.
Any further discussion on the motion to approve the storefront? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you so much. Make sure you get your letter to the staff, please. Ma'am. Item number 3, Mr. Michael Foster.
Excuse me. Sorry. Who's second in on that motion?
Craig. I second the signage, and Brian seconded the
storefront. I did storefront.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
These mics are so hot.
Okay, item number 3, Mr. Michael Foster, 1301 First Avenue South, a container bar at Urban Supplies in the Midtown District, requesting approval for an open-air bar.
We approved a version of this in the past. It was brought by Poolin Company.
At the corner?
To do a container bar at the corner.
Yeah, I thought we did too.
Yeah.
Okay,
next.
Not so fast. You might as well present.
I don't know if this is the same thing.
No, we did approve this.
It's not quite.
So yeah, we haven't approved this. We approved something similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go forward, please.
Okay. The approval we're looking for today is basically for the concept and the design as it's presented. So we're not looking for signage. We're not looking for landscape, anything like that. And as you say, because it's in the urban supply, it has already been here multiple times, multiple iterations, as I understand. So I'm a little bit late to the party. But this exact master plan rendering, I think, has been before DRC several times. And in previous iterations, you see the container bar in red. Previously, it was a dark blue. And there was a lot of ambiguity to it because it hadn't been fully designed. It was just a concept. So here the concept is more fully realized. Instead of just, it's just a basic L shape. There are five containers. Four of them are 20 footers, and then the vertical one is a 40 footer. the intent is for the bottom unit that you can't see in this view. That is basically a back house, not quite a kitchen, but that is the bar itself, staff only. Restricted access. Everything else is maximally open for drinking, sitting, gathering, general merrymaking. So that's it in a nutshell. The bar will be operated by a tenant that's moving into the up-down space at Building 113, just across the alley. That is the short version.
So you're removing one of the long faces of the container and putting in handrails, so that way you achieve the open bar?
That's correct.
One that's facing us at the bottom, is it open on the other side?
Yes, that is the only one of the shipping containers that's somewhat unique. It is, I've learned a lot about this ecosystem. This is a fully side opening unit. So it has the traditional end cap doors on each end that will be, half of them will be closed, half of them will be fixed in open position, but the full side opening is something that will be open and closed based on operations of the bar itself.
Question, is that vertical car a box? It appears to be open in the top.
It is open in the top, so everything upstairs is completely open, unconditioned, weatherproof.
What's in the tower then? Nothing?
Nothing.
Just collect water?
Air? No.
Pigeons?
probably all manner of wildlife. No, it will be open at the top too. So it will air or rain or nothing.
Self-wash.
Pigeons?
Yes, it's self-clean. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Kind of like that new concrete.
It'll be a breeding ground for pigeons. A new breeding ground for pigeons.
Well, so people aren't concerned with the plight of the pigeons. They're being evicted from all of the urban supply spaces, all of these old warehouses. those pigeons.
Don't. Indulge me, okay. What are the colors? Do we have colors?
Is this a request for final or a request for conceptual?
My understanding is the conceptual is.
Two-stage approval, conceptual is normally first, final is, means you can build the buildings.
Right.
Do you want to build the buildings?
I'd like to build the buildings.
Okay. So you want final approval.
Perfect.
Okay. Is there enough information?
Do we have
that?
I'm not sure we have enough information.
Do we have paint colors?
So.
Yeah, where are the colors?
Let me review this real quick. I haven't included in this package because they don't represent the current design. But every previous iteration has either been
a chart. Hold on a minute now. Doesn't represent the.
No, this does represent the actual design. Okay. When it's come, basically, there have been signage submittals that showed conceptual renderings of a completely different design. There hasn't been a lot of variety or enthusiasm in the colors. So not pink, not lime green. It's either a navy or a charcoal gray. So it's intended to be.
if you had final color selections, you could get final approval today, but without final, color selection,
no.
You could theoretically, but without
Well, we can do conceptual, let them get started.
Well, the question is that signage or is that architecture?
So
he's already excluded that when he entered, when he started. He said this was not for signage or for landscape.
I know. I'm just asking the question.
I've got to address this part. So this is included as an additional alternate. So the intent here, this sort of clumsy urban supply script there, that is the red material here is a perforated metal panel where the perforation can be larger or smaller to convey some type of branding, whether that branding is container bar specific, urban supply at large.
I think the question here is there's a couple of issues. It's one, how do you engage the park side overall branding and wayfinding system? Because that that district has its own design package.
So,
and then two, how do you engage with urban supply? And then one piece further, how does the tenant then engage?
Right.
And the tenant signage piece.
Yes. So all of those questions are answered by a holistic package from Fraber. They've been in multiple times identifying basically square footage allowances for each of the tenants, each of the buildings in the urban supply district. So the intent is that this be rolled in with theirs at a later date. So this is shown as a potential, as a concept, but the container bar itself is all we're presenting. Fraber will be back.
So this is, you keep saying the word concept, so this is concept, this isn't final.
Well, I'm not ready. I don't think it's final.
No.
There's no detail. We don't have enough information.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you Craig didn't mean
to. No, the concept, if it's concept, it's fine. But if it's final, it's not.
So, I think what you're asking us to do is to do conceptual approval of the idea of an open air bar, container bar like this. And you're going to come back to us with signage, the three things that Ben named off.
For the signage, we also need to understand how you integrate into the landscaping that existing paving pattern, like what you're removing, what you're going to go back with.
Right.
Making sure you detail out your colors and materials for all of your awnings, poles.
Is there any lighting in this?
Lighting.
The lighting.
Yes, lighting channels.
And the traffic signage.
I mean, I like where it's, I mean,
sure.
Personally,
it's
for
a good
conceptual design, I like the way it enters the corner and the alley.
Right.
And it does all those things. We just need a little more detail.
I know that they're very conceptual.
I'll second that.
Any
thank you
further the discussion on the situation of the motion? All those in favor of the motion to approve conceptually, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. You understand what we're saying?
Yes. And it doesn't super matter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back with color and more detail.
The three things have been...
Right. Well, other parts, they're going to come back with those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
But all the ground plane and all that call out. You know, concrete, gravel.
So,
but that's kind of a little detail we need to see.
Right. The landscape and civil situation is similar to the signage situation.
Yeah.
Where it's being handled. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
Item
you.
Number four, Mr. Curtis and Mrs. Alan Williams, 2841 Carlisle Road, the Red Mountain Suburbs Historic, Local Historic District. They're requesting approval for a family room, en suite additions, carport, and replacing a deck. There is a neighborhood report. Who's got that? Who wants to report on the neighborhood?
It was approved with conditions. This is a contributing resource within the district. The conditions were the use of brick or stone on the chimney. They need to replicate the new window and the pop-out addition in the master bath to match the window on the front second story elevation and ensure all finishes match the existing.
You okay with that?
Yes, except it's horrible.
Yes, I'm sorry.
If it's affordable.
Okay, that's the next question. Are you sure you want to do a carport, not a garage?
Yes, that was one of those cutbacks.
I understand.
But also,
I had to do the same thing.
If you knew my husband, a garage would just be junk. Carport would just be so many people playing.
I never thought about that. That's a garage. Okay, tell us what you'd like to do, please, ma'am.
Okay, so what we want to do is add a master bath and closets. We currently do not have a en suite. We're trying to preserve this house. We've lived in it almost 38 years. We moved in the week after we got married. We need to add a master suite, a master bath on the top left of the pointed bathroom. It'll be above. It will be above
the left side of the house. There's a bathroom right there.
Yeah. And let me show you something. This is really interesting. We asked Barry Glozier to help us with the design of this, and he walked in and he said, "I know this house." And I said, "Well, yeah, you've been here for several parties." And he goes, "No, I know this house." And he brought to us this book, Authentic Small Homes of the 20s, mm-hmm. and it has our house. The one thing that we don't have in this picture here is another gable, and that's what we're wanting to add.
Well, you're going
to
add a big gable that includes a bathroom or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And off the back, you're going to put a new family room.
Correct.
And underneath the family room, you're going to have carport.
Correct. And replace decking.
Let's move forward. Let's look at the
kitchen. Yeah. The kitchen now is one that if you are unloading the dishwasher, you have to step over the door.
So you're going
to
bump it out.
So we're going to bump it out 30 inches to the side. And our
neighbor. Now that's current. Correct?
That's current.
All right.
Yeah, that's current. And the family room will be bumped off directly south from the kitchen, so it really will not be seen from the road. And that family room does include the fireplace, which also will not be seen from the front.
And there we go.
And there we go.
Question. The carport is not for cars.
It will fit two cars. Yes.
It will?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it looks like it will.
I'm just looking at the
plan. I know it's going to be tight.
I drive a little convertible. My husband's
well, we got to think of future value and stuff too.
Exactly.
This is exactly what we approved last week, last meeting. On the other, I forget what road was it on. We approved the family room on the back end of the house.
You were fine with all the conditions and all the finishes.
Oh,
the new finishes will match the existing.
All finishes will match what we currently have.
And the masonry fireplace, you were okay with?
If we can afford it, we're getting the
price quote. Well, we got the license, the permit has to say certain things.
Then,
okay.
Then, we'll
and if you can't, if the budget won't afford it, you're going to have to come back, unfortunately, if you want it masonry.
I move that we approve with the conditions stipulated by the neighborhood.
Second.
Any further discussion? We approved the house similar to this, and in addition, last meeting, I think the Philip Jones house on 13th Avenue. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Who's the author of that book?
Robert T. Jones.
All those opposed, ayes have it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I know where you get it. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see a copy. Item number 5, Window World, and Mr. Jim Hooker, 1026 28th Place South, Highland Park, local historic. Jim?
I'm not Jim.
I know you're not Jim. I've known Jim 50 years. And
he's
gotten younger. He's gotten a lot younger.
I'll
have what he's at.
Yeah, that's it. This one. He said, "Put you today."
for the history of this, the committee approved this approximately 25 years ago. This project is behind the a little bit before behind the Piggly Wiggly on what 20 28th Street, okay. Tell us what you'd like to do, please, sir.
Basically, we want to match what you see on the top left there. Those are about our windows. We're basically going to crack it ahead along the right over here.
So we're dealing with a condo here, right, top right condo. Okay.
Yes.
Because I think we had questions. Oh, excuse me. Staff, why did we carry this over?
Or why did we carry this over?
They weren't here.
They weren't here.
Okay.
It was a misunderstanding.
Gotcha.
But I was able to find the windows since our network was back, and these do match what y'all approved in 2022.
Was this in a neighborhood?
Is every
this is not a neighborhood, is it?
It is. It sits in the Highland Park, but it's because it was constructed after the district.
Right. It's not a contributing structure.
It's basically a non-contributing structure to the district.
I will make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else to come before the committee? There are motion to adjourn.
So be it.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. We are adjourned.
I don't move that last one so fast because we discussed it so much last time.
So with the urban supply, it was a tenant that came to present their page as a tenant. Are they responsible for writing the master plan with them, being that it's already master plan?
Yes.
They have to write it with them.
Okay. And landscaping and ground material and civil. I mean, we need that complete package.
The one thing is being the already improved the master plan.
Correct. They need to show us where our staff can
help. Make sure that they are compliant.
The building wasn't included in the master plan. David's in the process of updating.
Right.
And
that's the problem.
Yeah, he just needs to say this does not include signage.
And he started and he said this it doesn't include signage or landscape when he started, but then he was confused on whether or not he wanted final or conceptual, and that's where it all got muddy.
Well, I think
when everybody asked for colors, he would say, no, it's not that color. It's what I'm going
to call it. We were right on that, but like he said that I'm not in charge of civil, I'm not in charge of landscaping. I don't care. You need to go coordinate with him and get him in your sheets.
Right.
I don't care who's doing it.
Yeah, you still have to bring it.
So you bring it.
We're not going
to
do it piecemeal.
Yeah.
Well, and if we approved a site, a landscape, and then someone's obliterating part of it with a new building,
This is one of those where we approve this crazy, or this is the first time we've approved that much paint on the ground plan.
Yeah.
Because when Pool and Company brought it, that was the way they were getting away from landscaping and away from moving curb lines and doing new sidewalks. They were going to paint everything and create this vibrant. And we said, okay. And then it sat vacant for 5-6 years. And so now it's like, okay, what's the next thing? Now, what are you going to do? But they've got some improvement made to that alley. So what are you taking out?
My gut tells me they're going to show up 2 weeks from now, or whenever they show up, and they're going to be denied because the package is completely fulfilled.
Well, if they have civil plans in the